Right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order and here for a public hearing on the proposed budget. Anybody here to speak on the public hearing?
If I can, Mr. Chairman, I'll just speak to the changes that have been made since the advertised budget. It's been very minimal. There was $5,000 removed from a line item under the legislative. There was a little bit of a raise. It was $3,135 added under inspections. With the motion of the board, they have not raised the deductible on the insurance, property insurance. That was a deduction of $6,607 under maintenance of buildings. And then it's a wash between the revenue and the expense of under solid waste management for expense with the increase of the Blackwood Convenience Center. There'll be a, based on the amount of tons of tires we've hauled in years previous, roughly a $12,000 increase. So then the board also made the motion with agreement from the school board to transfer $200,577 from the capital reserve fund, which would show under the local share. And then under estimated school expenditures of federal, state, and other, that gets them an increase of $900,890 under infrastructure and additional funding. So that brings the net grand total. It'll be $9,729,558. With the changes between expense and revenue, that changes the amount from the transfer from the reserve balance in the advertised budget. It was showing a transfer of $12,278. That would be our deficit that was advertised. With these modifications, we're now only at a $3,806 transfer from the reserve balance. And also showing a transfer from the school capital reserve fund of the $200,577. And that's the only changes that have been made since we advertised. Again, these numbers are built off of estimates that were provided from the state. Once the state budget is passed, we'll have solid numbers from the state to final, the fine tuning of it. So looking at almost an air balance budget.
What we'd like to hear.
It was lacking. How much did you say?
With the changes that have been made, the transfer from the revenue or the reserve would be $3,806.
So is anybody here to speak on that behalf? Anything you'd like to add or have us look into for the budget? You need a motion and a vote on this?
If not, you'll just need to, if no one else is here to speak, you'll just need to close the public hearing by state code. We have to wait a minimum of 7 days to adopt.
Right.
I know we're looking at coming back on 29th, hopefully the solid numbers from the state. Just close the public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
So we'll close the public hearing and move on to reports and recommendations of the board.
Finance.
Finance.
Oh, sorry. Budget transfer and finance. That's what I was asking you need to vote on.
Yes, we will need a action on the board to approve the budget transfer and a separate action for the supplemental appropriations.
Make a motion to approve the budget transfer.
Second.
Motion been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. And supplemental appropriation.
Make a motion to approve the supplemental appropriations. We need to name off all of one or just to include that all in one thing?
Vote to approve the supplemental appropriations that are provided by Mr. Hughes.
Second.
Motion been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any Any opposed? Motion carries. Now reports and recommendations of the board.
Mr. Chair, as everybody here knows, we met with, jointly with Department of Social Services and tried to work out our problems with them, their cooperation with the budget. And we were told by those folks that, proper documentation for the Bank of America credit card had been uploaded, but we have since found out that what they uploaded is the absolute same thing they'd uploaded earlier on that the audit company said was not sufficient. They stated publicly here that they would turn over a copy of the documents that they uploaded to Mr. Carter, and they'd yet to do that. And I think that, I mean, I was there at their meeting on May the 6th to inquire about these Bank of America statements, and I was told they'd be here in a couple of weeks by mail, and here we are at the end of June, and they're still not here. And I think it's time we quit fooling with it and ask the state police to intervene and see if they can make a move on getting what we need to complete our audit.
Would you like me to speak on that, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Ms. Brooks did send an email offering to bring me what she had submitted. She did not scan and send it to me. I did not respond to that because I am scheduled to meet with her as well as their region manager on Tuesday. I believe me and Mr. Cope will be both attending that meeting to see what we can work out and see where the discrepancies are in the numbers. I did speak with Brandon Waldron with Ad Bailey as far as the forensic audit yesterday afternoon. He explained to me that it was the same documentation that had been uploaded previously. He's asking for more detailed statement. She is hopeful, according to the last correspondence from Ms. Brooks, to receive those statements from Bank of America. She says she'll let us know when she gets those. Mr. Waldron did provide a couple options, one of those being to complete the forensic audit without receiving those and just state in the report that without those, he would have to recommend that to be investigated. There were some other options, such as continuing to ask, having our legal counsel subpoena the documents, or using a receipts to build essentially a statement from the receipts. He did caution that that would be a more timely exercise that would cost more, and we are nearing what we said is our do not exceed amount.
Well, allegedly, they can't even find the documents we're requesting. I don't know why we would even remotely think they would have the receipts. Just my opinion.
So during our last meeting this week, I asked her publicly if she had the statements from Bank of America. She said, yes, I asked for a copy. So the same copy that she's offered now is what she sent in January.
I'm not sure if this is, my understanding, January, there was a spreadsheet that was sent based on what Mr. Ryan told me.
Yes, that was talked about publicly too.
So what Brandon told me on the phone yesterday is these documents that were submitted before just have essentially a vague statement such as, just for example, Ms. Brooks made a dollar charge on such and such day. He says there's no detail as far as where it was spent, what it was spent on, and he needs the detailed statement to complete his work.
Last question. So the forensic audit, he's done with everything except the DSS. He can come and give his report.
He said that they've completed everything on the school system, county. He started to begin the report. He was writing it as though he still intended to do everything together, DSS with it. You know, a month or so ago, he made the offer to do separate reports. Mm-hmm. But he said he would start writing the report as though it would be still a joint report. So my understanding from his option of proceeding without these statements would be that he would still have to test other documentation, but in that section of the report, he would state that they were requested, they were not received, and he would recommend investigation upon that.
Any other reports and recommendations of the board? Reports and recommendations of the county attorney.
I don't have any additional
reports. And reports and recommendations of the county administrator.
I don't have any reports, but I do want to speak in closed session under personnel and investment of public funds.
Okay. We have a motion to go into closed session.
Motion to go in closed session, employment personnel, 2.2-371181, and investing of public funds, 2.2-371186.
Second.
Motion's been made in the second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, and now in closed session.
Would there be a date, when was the?
You said you were gonna do it in a motion.
So a roll call of closed session materials, all we discussed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll wait till Clint gets back so we can take his note.
I'm on 92% right there.
I'll tell you, right there's the hottest phone charger ever used.
I'd make a motion that from this day forward, animal control is, and litter control reports directly to the county administrator for unscheduled days off in writing. Also, that the county administrator design a rotating schedule to provide 7-day-a-week covered, week work schedule coverage for animal control and litter control.
I second that motion.
Motion been made with a prominent second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Motion carries.
We will need to recess to the 29th to adopt the budget.
Motion to recess to the 29th.
Second.
That's 6 PM. Motion been made with a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we are in recess.